Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Hello, hello.
Back from your trip.
I did, yeah. 3 days up in the woods, riding horses. It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Weather was beautiful. I think it was, I don't know, 60s for the most part. You know, big change for us here when it's leaving almost 100 degrees.
Cannot complain about the weather, that's for sure. Wow, cool. Well, we got a new series we're going to drop on you. Five myths that are holding gym owners stuck below $30,000 a month. And, you know, we get the question sometime, why 30,000? You know, over the years, we've experienced there's this invisible line, I guess. It's like an invisible line in the sand that the problems are different on one side of the line versus the other. When you're below 30,000 a month, recurring revenue, like every month you're doing 20, 22, 18, whatever, you're in survival. I mean, at the end of the day, you got bills to pay. You're not really able to really stack any cash to invest, and you're just kind of like surviving, you know, sure. And that's just the way it is. When you get past 30, usually you're building a team and you're starting to be able to market more, and we're starting to grow and scale, and things change, conversations change, and we've got to get you past 30,000. Like that's got to be the minimum viable goal for every gym out there that's trying to make a business out of this, make a life out of this. I've said it in the past, and it sounds bad, I guess. It's like if we were working this hard for this long and we weren't making over 30,000, I'd close. It's just not worth the time. And unfortunately, I don't know if that is true for everybody, but for me personally, it wouldn't be worth the time because there's just not enough left over to make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
So we got to get you past 30,000. That should be your number one goal. That should be your second goal. Your first goal should be your base operating expenses should be covered by recurring revenue. That's like the first thing. The second thing is, okay, cool, we're making enough to cover the 20,000 or whatever it is. Let's get to 30,000. And we like to say recurring revenue. Doesn't have to be recurring. It should, but it doesn't have to be. Like you could make 30, 40, 50,000 with, you know, 40 of it being recurring and 10 of it being new sales, stuff like that. So bottom line is this, 30,000. And there's these myths. There's these things that gym owners believe to be true that we're going to debunk in a way. Like the first myth real quick is that more members will be the solution, right? Yeah. More members equals more money. More members will solve the problem. And while on paper or on the surface level, that sounds like, yeah, you know what? If I just had more members, everything would be great, right? But we need to debunk this in a couple ways. Yes, you need to have members that pay the bills, but doesn't it make sense that the money that is generated is responsible for the success, not the member count, right?
Correct, yeah.
So you could have more members paying a dollar a month and still not be anywhere. So it's not the member count, it's the revenue that we need to focus on. And again, the old saying goes, there's only three ways to make more money. You get more members, you charge them more, or you can get them buying more frequently. Those are the three ways. Mm-hmm. We believe, and for a lot of reasons, that it would make a lot more sense to have less members paying more money than a lot of members paying less money.
Yeah, and I think that's a big eye-opening point for a lot of gym owners, because at the end of the day, bandwidth, the headaches that come with serving more people. I mean, there's the Dunbar number that says about 150 relationships is all one individual can be responsible for. You know, knowing names and being able to maintain those relationships. There's a portion of that that I'm sure comes into this situation. But at the end of the day, it is the revenue that matters more. I mean, the analogy I use a lot with gym owners is, you know, if the goal is a dollar, do you want to do it with four quarters? Or is it, think about, you know, maintaining four quarters or 10 dimes. You know what I mean? Like the responsibility of keeping track of 10 dimes versus those four quarters. To me, I'd much rather have a higher valued service, bringing a premium product to the marketplace, being able to charge a little bit more, maybe not serve everybody, but serve those that are in alignment with those beliefs and that do want that superior product, then have a lower price point and just be able to kind of push people through the door because of the challenges that come with that, right? We talk about attrition. You know, the larger, if even maintaining the same percentage, the larger your member count, the more people are leaving your business every month.
Yeah, and that's the thing I want to hit on even harder. It's, yes, if you had 1,000 members at 5%, actually, I can't do the math that fast. Let's do 100 members. 100 members.
200.
Yeah, 100 members, and you're at 5% attrition, you're losing 5. You had 200 members, you're losing 10. 300 members, you're losing 15. At the same 5% attrition, is the cost of marketing getting cheaper or more expensive? It just by default, it's always getting more expensive. If the cost to acquire a customer is going up, wouldn't it make sense to have to replace less customers to maintain? If it costs $100 to replace a customer and I've got to replace 5, that's only a $500 cost per acquisition or a $500 ad spend, just throwing numbers again, to just break even. So if we want to grow, we go to 1,000, 1,500, 2,000. But what if you had so many members that you had to replace 15, 20, 25? I've seen gyms that have to replace 40, 50, 70, 100 members per month just to maintain and recoup the losses from the month prior. To me, that just, you're just a marketing machine. You're just having to constantly market. Now, yes, marketing leads customers is the lifeblood of business. We get it. But nowhere in this equation has anybody just looked at, hey, maybe we're not charging enough.
Sure.
Maybe we should have a superior product on the table that we can charge more for. So therefore, we don't need to have 100 members. We only need 50 to make the same amount of money. And it's so interesting to me that the default is never my product isn't good enough. The default is we need more members. The default should be your product needs to be best in class. It needs to solve the problem. It needs to be able to be charged for a premium versus, oh, if we just have more members, we'd fix all of our problems. Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
And you see it, you know, it's interesting though, when you look into the gym and you look at the areas of education and the things gym owners do in an attempt to whether it be provide a better service, get it. Bottom line is get a client a better result, right? A lot of continued education in the fitness realm. When you opened a gym, chances are you didn't have an understanding that you're going to have to be a marketing and sales expert. Your background, your area of genius, if you may, and the area you enjoy is the client result. Mm-hmm. And so all of that time and energy goes into delivering a better result. And we don't do anything in the business that actually aligns with that, right? Raising your price point after you've redistributed or changed the delivery of the service, found a new way to deliver a superior result, that should equate to the value of which you're selling your service at. But we're afraid to raise our prices. And there's so much fear around that versus, why don't I just go acquire more clients? But at the end of the day, most gym owners, you're not doing anything to understand the marketing or change your marketing.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a misalignment with the areas that you're educating yourself and the work that you're putting in the business, and then what you actually should be doing with the business to get that benefit.
Yeah. Most gyms don't raise their rates at a pace that's congruent with the value. I've seen people, and look, guys, this is it's the fear of losing clients. Correct. That keeps you stuck, but it's you're charging people from 5 years ago the same rates from 5 years ago. Yeah, maybe you've raised the rates on the new people, but answer this question: Are you better today than you were 5 years ago? Is your gym better? Is your training better? Is your programming better? Is your team better? It better be yes. It better be yes. If that is 100% yes, the rate should be 100%. Have you raised your rates on all of clients in the last 5 years? The answer should be 100% yes, because you're delivering a better product. They don't deserve to get the 2000 rates when you're in 2025 or 2026 and you're 5, 6, 7 years better than you were 5, 6, 7 years ago. Yeah.
What other industry? Where else can you go?
Well, not only that, but like, who says that they're it's not required. Okay. There's no rule that says you must hold people's rates for 5 years ago.
I had a conversation with a gym owner at the Grow Summit that hasn't raised their rates in 20 years.
It's not smart business.
That's the difference, right? But that, and not to be insensitive or, you know, sound cruel or anything like that, but that business is exactly what we need to be talking about here. This isn't a hobby, right? And if it was a hobby and you were just doing this for as a labor of love and you're, you know, coasting by and maybe your bills are paid and that's all you really wanted out of it, that's where you're going to end up. But if the goal is to drive revenue, create profit in your business, all of the foundational principles of running a business, if you're looking through the lens of business, to your point, it should be 100% of gyms that have raised their rates, especially since the pandemic. I mean, that alone proved we need to raise our rates. Guarantee your expenses have gone up.
Yeah.
And if you haven't passed that along to the consumer, you've taken the proportional hit. And you're okay with it.
You're okay with it, I guess. By not raising rates, you're saying, I'm okay making less money. And you're basically saying you don't care to make any more money than you already are. In fact, you were willing to earn less.
Yeah.
And it goes back to, yeah, like, are you better or not? If you're worse, then yeah, keep your rates the same or lower them. And here's an interesting one. A gym that takes away a service. Okay, let's just say, hey, we cut, you know, 5 classes off the schedule. Would be more willing to reduce the client's rates then raise the rates when they've added 5 sessions or 5 more times. It's really interesting, isn't it?
Fear. It's got to be fear. And
it's fear. It's altruism. Yeah. It's altruism. It's, hey, look, guys, nobody says you have to be Warren Buffett in business. Nobody says you have to be Marcus Lemonis in business to understand common sense. This is logic, okay? So, if you're better than you were 5 years ago, your rates should reflect that from all of the clients. I don't care if they've been with you for 5 or 10 or 15 years. Look, guys, we did this. We did this, I guess, at 3 years ago now, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had people that were on old rates. We just did. We kind of lost track of people. We were like, well, you know what? They're easy to train. Let's not rock the boat. Let's not do this. Anyways, we just said, you know what? Enough's enough. We had to do it too, right? Sure. Like we had people on all these old rates, and you know, we would raise them a little bit, but not up to the current. It was like a whole mess. Like, so I'm not immune to the feeling of losing people because you're running out of this like fear, right? But when we did do it, it felt great. And the people that stuck with us understood what we were doing. They saw the value and they didn't have any problem. Some of them were paying then now double what they were paying prior. Sure, we heard about it. Yes, we lost people. But in the grand net, we were way up. It wasn't even a question how much further up we were in revenue. But it was more congruent with the value we were delivering. The gym change and new equipment, all the stuff. At the same time, we ushered in all these new changes and we just raised everybody's rates. And we said, on this date, everybody goes to the new rates no matter what. There was no... hey, I'm special, you know? And we heard about it, but like, it wasn't anywhere near what you think it's going to be in your head.
So it's like, always that way, right?
Yeah. And you just got to do it, right? It's a business decision. And here's the kicker. I have a chapter in Built to Win that says culture is a myth. That should be one of these five. I don't know if it is, but culture is a myth. When you raise somebody's rates, or if you hold them to an agreement, or if you do something that they're not happy with and you believe that they were your friend, like personal friend, you got into lunch with them, maybe you were in their wedding, whatever it was, you'll see how quickly they turn on you and make it really clear this is a transaction, a business relationship, and not personal. It's the opposite. When you believe them to be your friend, maybe you want to vacations with them. There's people that this happened. Hey, sorry, Mrs. Johnson. We've got to hold you this agreement. Yeah. You signed this. Yeah. You knew about it. Yeah. Well, I know I did, but I'm special. And I believe that X, well, I can't because of Y. Okay. Well, that's it. My sister's going to call you. She's an attorney. Like, whoa, what happened? We just had coffee yesterday, whatever. Right. That's that culture thing. And I know there's some people that believe culture is the savior of everything. If they just love being here and they love the family and the friend, until you do something they're not happy with,
yeah,
then you'll see that culture never really was a thing. So,
well, and you can't equate a value to the culture unless, you know what I mean? Like, that's a pressure test for culture. I mean,
raise the rates.
Raise the rates, right? Let's see how great the culture is in your business. If it's that great, then... should that's be. Not going to be an issue. 100% of your clients are going to continue paying you, right?
That would be interesting.
You know, it's a truth. I mean, it's we see it shake out every time, and
until it's inconvenient.
Yeah, you know, and I think the one thing that we have to remember, and every gym owner will probably adopt or believe what I'm about to say. What we bring to the table, even at I mean, there's some astronomical gyms out there. There's gyms that are doing $10,000 a month per client type of thing, right? We know Exos has a $40,000 per year membership. Even if you were charging that type of superior rate, or, you know, exorbitant rate, would you believe that what we provide still has value compared to that dollar amount?
Yeah, more value.
More value, yeah, right?
Health.
Exactly,
is,
right?
Health is invaluable.
And so priceless. At the end of the day, if you believe that the things that we bring to the table, the things that we change in our clients' lives do carry that much more of, like, I don't know, is it intrinsic value or just value that, not even perceived value, but true value with what we provide, and you're afraid to raise your rates, that's what you really have to dig down on. Why? That's where I would say that it's probably your product. The health and the fitness and the things that we provide for people, we'll never see the full value of what we bring. But the fear of raising your rates cannot be, you just can't have it. You have to understand. And I think that's really what it comes down to. And if you don't feel good about raising your rates, then that's where I would challenge you to look at the product that you're bringing to the table.
Yeah.
And that there is room for improvement. And if you're doing everything in that realm, then you should also not have the fear of raising those rates.
Right. So there you have it. Myth number one, more clients is not equivalent to more money. It's the revenue, right? It's the price that you charge. It's the price per member, etc. So hopefully that changes your mind on a couple of things. Maybe it forces you to go look at your own product to say, hey, you know what? Maybe we should be charging more. And go do it, guys. You won't regret it if you do it the right way. So hopefully that helps you guys. Until next episode, we'll keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.